From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would consider lifting sanctions against Russia if Moscow cooperates on matters of common interest. Trump made the statement in an interview with the Wall Street Journal newspaper. He said he would keep sanctions in effect, at least for a period of time, but might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates with the U.S. on other matters. The United States initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. Last month, President Obama imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence the presidential election. The president-elect also told the Journal that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan is part of China, would be up for negotiation. A Chinese government spokesman responded, saying the One China policy is the principal foundation of Sino-U.S. relations and is not negotiable. Several hundred people braved rain and cold temperatures to take part in an anti-Trump demonstration in downtown Washington on Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Coalition Network sponsored the rally.
We come to say to the Democrats in the Senate and in the House and into the moderate Republicans to get some backbone, get some guts.
The rally came after President-elect Trump criticized civil rights pioneer John Lewis on Twitter, calling him all talk and no action. Lewis, among the most revered leaders of the civil rights movement, said in an interview he would not attend Trump's inauguration because he did not consider him to be a legitimate president. This is VOA News. Monitors say Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas Saturday in the contested city of Deir ez-Zor. At least 30 government, jihadist, and civilians were killed in the fighting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the offensive came in waves of suicide attacks and rockets. Islamic State fighters are trying to gain full control of territory that links their de facto capital of Raqqa in northern Syria with large sections of Islamic State-controlled territory in Iraq. Government forces in Deir ez-Zor have been under siege by extremist fighters for nearly 2 years. Turkey's foreign minister says the United States will be invited to Syrian peace talks, scheduled to start in Kazakhstan later this month. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said Turkey agreed with Russia to invite U.S. representatives to the talks. The Obama administration had previously been frozen out of the peace process after talks between the United States and Russia broke down last year. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of the West African country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin, but Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since 1994, did not accept those results. He filed suit to challenge them, citing voting irregularities. Jammeh has said he intends to remain in office until Gambia's Supreme Court rules on his case. Poland formally welcomed a contingent of U.S. troops, that are part of a NATO mission aimed at deterring Russian aggression in the region. Major General Tim McGuire is deputy commander of U.S. land forces in Europe.
To maintain combat readiness, these soldiers will conduct realistic and rigorous training and exercises with our allies in locations throughout Poland and across Europe.
The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see the soldiers, along with Abrams tanks and other vehicles, rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket for the first time since one of their craft exploded on a Florida launch pad in September. The two-stage rocket lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, in a Saturday morning launch to place 10 satellites into orbit for Iridium communications. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.